I can bring home the bacon, fried up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Today really is my favorite day. This is something that Dory is saying all the time. And in the last few days, I've had so many things go on. I've been on a huge roller coaster of life and emotion and decisions and fear and obstacles. And one of my huge, huge, huge goals that I had when I first became involved with Word of Mom Radio is going to be realized today. Today's show is called Mindful Healthy Habits with Tracy and Ellen. And I have teamed up with Dr. Ellen Ferranti, a dear, dear friend personally and of the show. She and I met through the show. She had been following the show and just connected instantly on our similar interests and desires and got to talking. And I realized that she was the perfect co-host that I needed to move forward with the idea that I always had about creating a day of the week that was just dedicated to health. Many of you already know that I am a certified Optavia health coach, and I give my healthy habits tips during many episodes, and that I work with people to achieve optimal health. And I hadn't quite found the way to discuss it. And the truth is, I don't only want to talk about what I do, I want to talk about health in general. And that's where Dr. Ellen comes in. We want to start with a disclaimer that neither of us are practicing medicine. I'm not qualified to practice medicine. And Dr. Ellen is here more for to lend some of her expertise and her knowledge as an actual medical doctor, as someone who has studied the science and the evidence behind the medical answers to some of our health questions. But she is also here as someone like myself who is curious and open to exploring the different ways that people might choose to get healthy, the ways that someone like a health coach or a life coach or a mentor or a friend can go beyond what your doctor has time to do in a visit where you're there to treat an illness, in terms of really working with you as an individual on your health. But even more important than that, we want to define what is optimal health. What does that even mean? And then what does a health coach do? And then this month will most likely just be every Wednesday for the month, Dr. Ellen and I discussing some of our thoughts and ideas. And then we will start to bring in other people, other experts, other doctors, other coaches, other people who have studied nutrition and fitness, or who have programs that may or may not be the thing that could help you that we are not personally aware of. We're going to present some opposing views. And when I say opposing, I, for instance, as I said, coach a particular program, but I don't consider people who do something different to be opposing. I just consider it a different way. And I think, honestly, the important thing is to choose to have optimal health and then do everything you can to get there. So Ellen and I actually sat down the other day when Word of Mom Radio had its first networking lunch and invited some of the women we knew up to our office to meet each other and have some lunch and talk and start to brainstorm about how we can all help each other grow. And it was really amazing. And then after everyone else left, Ellen and I sat down and we actually just sort of improvised a conversation that I'm going to share with you now. And this will be our initial conversation will be in two parts. We just talked and it ended up being enough for two shows. So the first half of that conversation is here today. And then next Wednesday, we will share the other half of that conversation. So I'm really proud to introduce this. And again, to remind you to take the information we have, do your due diligence. If you have any questions, please talk to your doctor. But also, we'd like to make this an interactive discussion. Talk to us, post questions on our website, on the Blog Talk Radio site, on our Facebook page, and let's make this a dialogue between all of us. Here's the conversation between myself and Ellen Ferranti. So this is Tracy and Ellen, and we're talking about some different ideas for our new show, which I've been calling Mindful Healthy Habits. I'm not sure we've even settled on a title for it yet, but Dr. Ellen Ferranti, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Actually, my brother in Las Vegas says Ferranti.
Uh-huh.
I am old school. My daddy always said Ferranti.
Yeah.
So I pronounce it as Dr. Ellen Ferranti.
Ferranti.
Born and raised in New York.
Right. So that's
practiced in New York.
Yes. I'm going more with the Italian. You're going with the New York.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My brother's been in Vegas for quite a while.
Right.
So he's
Ferranti.
Changed it.
I'm from New York too. I grew up in New York. So we'll say Ferranti, Dr. Ellen Ferranti and Tracy Timmons. In my capacity as both the Word of Mom hostess and as a health coach. So we've talked quite a bit about just getting together from these two perspectives and talking about healthy habits and talking about some different perspectives on how to achieve optimal health. And right now, we're just sort of talking and seeing what comes of it.
And talking about what someone's definition is of optimal health. What would be my definition of optimal health as a doctor? Would it be different than your definition? Would it be different from me as Ellen and not Dr. Ellen? And I think we've come to a consensus that it is a healthy way of living and combining the mind, body, and spirit.
Right.
Using some evidence-based medicine as well as mind and body. It's not disregarding that, but it's opening your mind to understanding that it's not just about dealing with diseases. It's about preventing those diseases.
Right.
It's about achieving what is an optimal health for you. We have to individualize it.
Right.
And I think that we all have. See, that's a working doctor. My phone goes off right in the middle of the interview.
Of course.
My apologies.
That's okay. Because,
et cetera.
Working doctors, mompreneurs, all of us. I think I did finally turn my ringer off because I kept getting texts too. And we all have interruptions, kid cameos sometimes, and neither Ellen nor I have any small children who are going to come in and make a cameo though today. So you kind of wanted to interview me.
I did, because it's funny. I've been a doctor for quite a while, board certified internist in Manhattan, born and raised in Manhattan, with a varied background, and when I met you or learned about you and Word of Mom Radio, I was interested in finding out what a health coach was.
Right.
And I have some idea, and we all have preconceived notions, but I think in this day and age, we've expanded that. And we've certainly I'd like to think that I have an open mind as a doctor here in the 21st century to realize that I can't do it all alone as a doctor. We need...
Right.
They like to say in Manhattan, a team of practitioners.
Right.
And that includes a health coach. It can include a nurse practitioner.
Right.
It can include a physician's assistant. But it also goes back to how do you achieve optimal health? You have to have an open mindset and you have to have a health coach. So what would you say is your definition of a health coach, especially nowadays? Because I think... In the past, it might have had a different definition.
Definitely. I think it's changed a lot. And in particular, one of my mentors is Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. And he's done a lot of work over the years. He started out as a trauma surgeon and was tired of treating the effects of obesity.
Interesting.
And wanted to find ways to end obesity. Uh-huh. And that's what he's made his life work. And I've started to realize that for me, too. I think one of the problems with a complete medical approach, a complete, you were calling it evidence-based, I guess, or maybe that's what we'd even call the completely scientific approach, right, is that, first of all, doctors today, back in the day, You had your, town doctor who knew everybody from birth to
Yeah, your
death, who
family
could
doctor,
hang out with you. And
yeah.
now, doctors have such, small, limited amount of times to even see patients and work with patients. And then again, many of us, myself included, are very guilty of only ever going to the doctor when we're sick.
Right.
We may have, I'll have my gyn checkup and whatever. I'll have my
And very often the
mammogram.
gynecologist winds up being the primary doctor.
Yeah.
You're not even seeing an internist like
I
me, yeah.
mostly don't. For the
Yeah.
most part, I usually just
But
go
that's
for my,
normal.
yeah.
Yeah.
And but that's what I mean. But so the point is that by the time you see me, I'm already sick. Like from the health coach's perspective, at least mine and the program that I do is about how to live your life so that hopefully you're not getting sick. That you're when we spoke about achieving optimal health, and you said it's about body, mind, and spirit, and I agree with that 100%. And I know that one of the things we've talked about in some of the trainings I've done also are healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And as much as we don't want to talk about finances, but that's about freedom. And it's about the freedom to live the life you want to live. And something that I've learned in some of the recent decisions that I've made about my own life, the fact that I'm here on this radio show and doing health coaching and doing some of the teaching and theatrical stuff that I'm doing, some of that I was always doing on the side, but I no longer have a full-time salary job as an employee. And one of the reasons for that is that I had reached a point where it was literally making me sick to go to the job, where I was so stressed out and
How sad
unhappy.
is that in the
Yeah.
21st century to
Yeah.
realize that?
And I think that more and more
And you spend
people,
so much time at work.
well, right, much more time than you do
Yeah,
at home or any place
yeah,
else.
yeah.
And so many more people are starting to realize that, the security of a paycheck is really nice. And I, by the way, in many ways people think that I'm very outgoing and that I'm very brave, because of being an actress and because I do some things that other people are afraid to do. But I'm really not. Like, I probably would be much further along in my acting career if I would have, been willing to say, go out on tour on the road. I was always afraid, well, then I won't have a job or a place to live when I come back. And then what do I do? So I never did that. I only did the stuff that was safe and in my comfort zone.
Sure. But I would also think traveling also would lend some to some healthy, some poor habits and poor choices
Yes, that's
and
true
be a little unhealthy at
too.
times. I mean, it's good when we're younger.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I find it interesting that you talk about the actress part of you, because part of my desire in moving forward in my career as a doctor is to be more creative and use a creative approach to teaching people about medicine, teaching them about health coaches and what they do. And I think that lends itself to you being a unique type of health coach, the fact that you are an actress and a singer.
Yes, I actually, one thing that really helped me a lot was when I realized that health coaching wasn't that different from teaching or directing theater. That both of those things are about getting to know a person, figuring out exactly what they need, and figuring out exactly how to help them get it.
I'm going to interject a minute and ask a question. How does one go about finding a health coach or finding you as a health coach? I think that's something that maybe our listeners would like to know about. Can we offer that to them? I think maybe if I were a doctor, if I were seeing a patient with a particular preventive medicine issue, I might say, you might talk to this. Sometimes we call them physician extenders, which is kind of an old-fashioned term. I don't even have that to give to a patient. So, but
Right.
I would say in this day and age, let me look on the internet.
Yes.
Let me Google this. And how would I choose a good
Well, and it's
health
interesting that you
coach?
asked me that because one of the things that I would really like to do, and it's hard to know how to go about doing it, is I'd like to be in partnership with doctors who knew me personally
Sure.
and would suggest that their patients talk to me. Because here's the thing, you could certainly find me on the internet. There are so many different things out there. If you were to just start a Google search for health coach, though, there would be such a huge, I think
A
I would become
deluge.
overwhelmed.
I see. Yeah,
And
exactly.
one of my problems is I have a website.
I don't actually like to give my website out because, again, even that, the information on that, I'm working on creating a new website for myself that's more user-friendly in the sense of it's more about just giving a picture of what optimal health might be or what the coaching is actually even about, which again is feeling good about yourself, feeling good about your life. For instance, I don't even like to call, a lot of what I do revolves around weight loss, but I really don't even like to talk about dieting, and certainly not about deprivation. One of the reasons so many of us have trouble dieting is we think of it as being deprived.
Yeah.
And I, the big mindset shift for me was to think of it as gaining health as opposed to losing weight.
I think that's so great. Again, I'm about positivity,
yes,
which is what's needed. And I think what we want to bring to our listeners is a dialogue
exactly,
about all of this.
Exactly.
So forgive us if we're not being specific about what a health coach is, but we're trying to define it for us to bring forward to our listeners. And then we will fine-tune it because you can be a health coach, let's say, for somebody with diabetes. You can be a health coach for somebody with obesity. The point is that we need to present the education to people and offer them the opportunity to get to a health coach.
Let's take a moment to give a shout-out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it. But until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS healthyhabits@gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook. Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANACARATURO-KIND campaign. Thank you.
And now back to our conversation.
It could be a support group.
Exactly.
Instead,
exactly.
Right? Am I right?
Absolutely.
I'm thinking about this.
And that's why I'm
educate
saying
us as doctors that it's needed.
That I want to be on a more personal level, and why I don't necessarily, I will send somebody to my website if that's really what they want, but just looking at the website and seeing that there are some meal replacements that you can lose weight.
So you work, not work, but you are specifically affiliated with a particular company with regard to weight reduction.
I am.
Okay. And their label and certification is as a health coach.
Exactly.
Okay. So that lends the evidence-based part of it.
Right.
And then we want to present the support part of it.
Right.
I'm not going to say it's a metaphysical part of it, but it's the mindset.
The mindset. Exactly. And healthy diet and exercise, and so many people who do have a weight issue, whether it's being overweight or whether it's being anorexic or something
right,
like that,
right.
is about so much more than physically what they're eating. There's so much psychological and emotional baggage around that, that it's almost impossible to put something up on a website that's going to speak to every person
and
that
be
needs
positive,
you.
Yeah.
And so what I always start out with a new client or a new prospective client, I should say, is a health assessment. And it's a series of questions that I ask about them and their lifestyle, and more importantly, what they want.
See, now that's very interesting to me. We take our medical history, history of the present illness or chief complaint first, and then family history and physical, et cetera, and come up with our assessment and plan.
Right.
But a health assessment is not exactly what we're doing as doctors.
Right.
Which is interesting.
You're really doing
so
more of
me,
a disease assessment.
Absolutely.
And what I'm
and
trying to get...
And sometimes it's just one particular symptom we're dealing with.
Exactly.
And one particular disease entity, especially since we've got to key it into the electronic health record. and we've got to come up with the correct ICD-10, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So tell me what that entails.
So it's a series of questions, but we definitely... We have forms that we kind of write it out on. But again, I don't go down line by line on the form and ask, number one, number two, number three. I have a conversation with the person, first of all. And the first question is, why did you want to talk to me today?
Oh, how interesting.
Because maybe there's an assumption, and it's sometimes a false assumption, that it's because this person wants to lose weight. Many, many people come to me because they want to lose weight. Or maybe that's the answer, but it's not really the answer.
Meaning there's something underlying.
Right.
And perhaps they want to be healthy.
Yes. I know for me.
But again, what's healthy for them?
What's healthy for them?
Compared to the next
exactly.
patient. I have a preconceived notion as a doctor, but it may be a psychosocial situation. Maybe a socioeconomic situation.
Exactly. I've always said
that. Which we don't consider all the time as doctors.
The plan that I coach is the first plan that ever, I should say, really worked for me. I want to clarify, and I've said this a few times even on the air, every single diet plan, you know, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, all of them, every one of them works while you follow it. There's
right.
not one of them that doesn't work. They all work.
Tell me why they fail.
If you follow them, they fail with the after effect. And the after effect is, if you have not changed your mindset, if you have not made a choice to be a healthy person for the rest of your life, you can lose 10 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, 500 pounds. And if those emotional issues that you had that caused you to gain the weight in the first place haven't been dealt with, if your attitude towards food and nutrition and health and exercise haven't changed, if you just saw that as a temporary state of a diet that you were on to lose that weight, maybe it's going to happen immediately. Maybe it's going to take years, but you're eventually going to get back to where you were. So my coaching is not about the diet at all. Yes, I can give you the specifics of eat this, do this, and you will lose weight. But if you don't change your thought process around
your body.
So
there is a process to get from point A to point B.
Yes.
And maintain it. I would think one of the biggest things is you have to want to get from point A to point B.
And
okay.
You have to want to live your life at point B. If you just want to get to point B because you think that's where you should be, but really you want to keep living you the life that got you to point A in the first place, you're going to be at point A.
And I have no magic pill to
right.
give you.
Exactly.
To do that.
And nobody
okay.
does.
Sure. If you have diabetes, you can have insulin or
yes.
any of those.
And it's all going to help.
Pills, but it's still going to go on unless something changes in your life. And that's something
exactly.
that we don't have the time as doctors
right.
to deal with. But. We must recognize the need to address that issue.
Exactly.
And sometimes we don't have the time. And that's why I wanted to come on Word of Mom Radio to start to talk about these kinds of things. Because we for, as doctors sometimes forget or just don't have the time to do this. And when you're talking about changing someone's mindset or kind of rewiring, I have gone through that process as a doctor too. And that's why I'm honestly asking,
right,
what is a health coach and how you approach it and how to help people. And you're talking about that. Let's talk a little bit, let's dive a little bit deeper into specifically. Sure, you have someone comes in who wants to lose, their doctor tells them they have to lose 25 pounds. Their BMI is sky high. They might have a little bit of hyperglycemia, maybe not full-blown diabetes. They go to your website, they see that you're available, they see that there are meal replacements. You said you do a health assessment. You said you sit down and talk to them. And then you start to get information on the patient, and you're trained as a certified health coach,
yes,
and a health professional to go through your protocol. But there's, I'm sure, a point where you have to start to rely on your intuition a little bit.
Absolutely.
And in my business, and yes, they force us as doctors to deal with it as a business to a certain extent, we're told to just deal with evidence-based medicine. But mm-hmm. I've been a doctor long enough that I know that I do rely on my medical intuition. So if I do have a patient that I know needs counseling and needs to speak to someone, I want to have them go to a health coach.
Right.
So again, we're on the same page with regard to that.
Yeah. And I think, unfortunately, I believe that more doctors are coming to this page.
Oh, sure. We have many, again, I'm in Midtown Manhattan. We have integrative medicine departments in all the institutions, et cetera. Sometimes not so much in private practice, but that's what it should be available to everybody. But we want to reach out to the patient. We want the patient to say to their doctor,
right,
I need help with this.
Yes.
Can you recommend to me? It's like I get people asking me, can you recommend who to see in infectious diseases or who to see,
yes,
what kind of a gynecologist,
right,
et cetera. Yes, I have my referral pattern, but I do think about the personality of the doctor and the patient if I can, especially those that have been in the practice for a while. And I would think here it's similar.
Yeah.
You want to have them see a health coach. And that's what we want to bring to some of our listeners. What are the questions you can ask your doctor?
Mm-hmm.
And know, yeah, maybe I do need to see a health coach.
Right.
So if you've got someone in the office who needs to lose weight, it can't just be, you know, something on my problem list, weight
right.
loss. Who am I going to send them to and say to them, yes, go to these different sites, and yes, I know this person or that person, or even educate myself about your product or Weight Watchers or and take the time out to
right.
do that.
Right. I think that, I mean, again, I would love to say that regardless of what the issue is around their nutrition and their health, that talking to me would never be a bad thing because, again, I do this health assessment. There's no obligation in this health assessment. This is, it's supposed to be 20 to 30 minutes of your time. I'll be honest, Ellen, I've never done one in less than an hour because
sure.
I'm a talker.
What kind of questions do you ask in the health assessment?
So again, we start out with, you know, why are we talking? What is it that you want? What are you looking for? Do you have a weight loss goal? Have you tried other diets in the past? And again, I'm sort of going through kind of sections of this. These questions might go completely in a different order, in a different sequence based on how the conversation goes.
And I know you're scientific and you always start, have you been to your doctor?
Yes.
When was the last time you were in, et cetera?
Exactly.
Okay.
And in fact, something I want
to
make
put that
really
in
clear,
yeah.
we are not a replacement for a doctor. In fact, I will not, if someone has any kind of, if they have diabetes, if they have a blood pressure issue, if they have anything medically that could be even of a small concern, I literally won't take the next step after the health assessment without them running
sure.
by their doctor that we're talking. I will not allow them to move forward without at least, I don't know that they need a doctor's permission, but at least for their doctor to be aware
sure.
that they're considering this and to bring up maybe any concerns that we should have.
And again, I'm here not practicing medicine, not making diagnoses. I'm here to just offer information and we will have other discussions,
yeah.
other topics, et cetera.
Yeah.
The point is just to get the information out there, to get you to ask your doctor, is there anything further that you can do? Do I need to go to?
Right. And the truth is, anyone who's having an issue losing weight,
yeah.
could benefit from talking to a health coach and at least going through the health assessment and having that conversation. Because as I said, that conversation is a half an hour. So it's what have you tried in the past? What reasons do you have for wanting to lose weight? What was your life like maybe back when you were healthier? What would be the first thing you would do when you reach your goal weight? That's just to start working with that mindset. What are your motivations to do this? Then we definitely talk about some of the specifics, and this is probably very similar to the evidence-based approach too. You know, how many hours do you sleep at night? What do you eat every day? How much movement do you get? What's your energy level like? And then we will go into the specifics of, are there any specific medical concerns, allergies,
and I bet your clients are happy that someone's asking these questions.
Absolutely.
Because we don't have the time.
Absolutely.
Next week, the conversation will continue. We will go into some more detail about the health assessment, start talking about some other things that Dr. Ellen and I have thought of and want to discuss regarding optimal health. And we really look forward to continuing to share any information we can find with the rest of you. Tomorrow, we're actually going to have an update on what's happening with Word of Mom Radio, with safety bags and stadium bags. Dori and I are going to let you guys know about so many of the exciting things that have been going on in the last few weeks. Our heads are almost spinning from how much is just happening and things are starting to really grow and explode. So that's incredibly exciting. I'm going to be traveling, but I'm going to be continuing to work while I travel. I'll be on the West Coast to attend the wedding of some dear friends of mine in Los Angeles, and then to watch my goddaughter graduate high school in Seattle. And then I will be back in time to see my nephew graduate from the eighth grade here in New York. But the shows will continue. I will be available in all the ways that I am always available. And we will now continue every week to have four shows a week, Monday through Thursday. We will go back to the regularly 1 o'clock time on the Wednesday show. We just wanted to do 2 o'clock this week to change things up a little bit with the brand new show. But Monday through Thursday, 1 p.m. And stay tuned for Moms After Dark, because that will be coming on Friday nights. Please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, to be yourself and make today a great day. Thank you, everybody.